Welcome to Sports Med Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a study that found that exercise reduces pain in patients with nonspecific low back pain. Exercise protocols involving strength training and stabilization with a whole body approach appear to provide the greatest relief. Chronic low back pain affects up to 70% of adults, and a majority do not know the underlying cause of this pain. There is some evidence in the literature that exercise can help improve low back pain. However, there is little about which specific exercises or exercise protocols are most effective at reducing pain. Therefore, the purpose of this meta-analysis was to determine specific exercises that are more effective than other interventions or control protocols to reduce pain. The authors searched electronic databases for randomized control trials related to low back pain and exercise interventions. Studies were only included if the patients had low back pain from a non-specific origin. The authors performed a meta-analysis on the extracted articles to determine if exercise interventions were effective when compared with other treatment methods to reduce back pain. And an exploratory subgroup analysis was performed on four separate groups of trials. The first included coordination and stability exercises, the second, strength and resistance exercises, the third, cardiorespiratory exercises, and the fourth were combined trials. The exploratory analyses enabled the authors to determine the exercise intervention with the greatest benefit. Ultimately, 39 studies with over 4,000 participants were included in the meta-analysis. 30 of the 39 studies demonstrated exercises positively influenced back pain. The results showed that exercise has a small but significant benefit for the treatment of non-specific chronic low back pain and is more effective than conservative treatment. Based on the subgroup analysis, strength or resistance and coordination and stabilization exercise interventions proved to have a small but significant effect. The authors found the largest effect sizes for studies that used strength or resistance exercises with a focus on the whole body or trunk. Determining effective protocols to treat low back pain is compromised by not knowing the specific underlying mechanism. This study demonstrates exercise interventions can improve low back pain, even when the exact source of the pain is unknown. The results of the study are encouraging for clinical settings because strength or resistance and coordination and stability training can be useful interventions to alleviate low back pain. Weakness and altered muscle activation firing patterns may contribute to non-specific low back pain. Increasing core strength and stability through implementing whole body resistance and coordination programs may assist in improving these deficiencies and reduce pain. The study only sought to assess the effect of clinical interventions on pain. Further research needs to be completed to determine if exercise interventions improved specific measurable outcomes such as strength, stiffness, balance, or other things. In addition, a follow-up study is necessary to determine the length of time, frequency of interventions, number of exercises, and intensity of exercises it takes for interventions to reduce the pain to meaningful levels, as this was not reported and not an aim of the current study. In the meantime, sports medicine clinicians should continue to provide therapeutic exercises to patients with non-specific low back pain, especially coordination stabilization exercises and strength or resistance exercises, particularly when the focus is on whole body and trunk. This past week, we had two other posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. The first post reported a study that found that a program focused on eccentric hamstring strengthening may prevent hamstring injuries. The second post introduced new clinical recommendations for sports practice in diabetic patients from the Spanish Society of Endocrinology and Nutrition. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.